All right, so I'm recording this because I want to document a roll that I did today, a rollout. And so what I did is I found a stock that was, I found a couple stocks. It had a close, and if you can glean some from this, that's fine. But I have found a stock that had a close bid-ask spread, very close, and also I found high volume, and also found that it's a leveling. It's not going up and down too much. So when a stock's not going up and down too much, that's the perfect use for an iron condor. So what I did, this, I'm recording this for myself to remind myself in case I forget. Iron condor, perfect strategy. So I sold the call leg above, two strikes above. Sold a call, bought a call, two strikes above the strike. Below, I sold a put, one strike below, and bought a put. And so what that did is it, instead of, that was kind of, one was a 50 cent, one was a dollar. The one above, I did a spread to where it was a dollar. The one below was 50 cent. So there was a space in between the call option I sold, and there was no space between the put option. And so what that did is that gave me a buffer on the put option to where even if the option went down and I couldn't close it or roll it out, that I would still win. I might not make but $2, but I wouldn't lose any money. Now, if it went up past my call, I had a little buffer zone, but I had a feeling it was going to go down. And sure enough, 3 days later, it went down. So I rolled out my put option, rolled it out and down. My bottom leg to that iron condor, I rolled it out 4 weeks, and I rolled it down, and I made $9. And what I did is I looked at the call option, that it left my call option on my account. And I looked at the profit, and the profit went up like crazy. So my iron condor wasn't making any money until I moved my put option four weeks out, made $9, and then my call option was like $25. I sold it for $21, I think. I mean, I bought it back for $21 with a $21 profit. So in 3 days, it was like 12 or something. Three days, I made $21 profit on an iron condor. I didn't roll the call option. I just sold it. I bought it back. I did roll the put option, and if I need to, I can, if the stock keeps going down, I could either roll that put option or sell a call credit spread above that put option to cover myself, or I actually could sell it, probably make more selling it below the put that I rolled out. Anyway, there's many, the good thing about options is you have options. That's why they call them options. You have an option. So what I've learned today is you treat the strike price, and it's best probably to do weekly options, and you treat the strike price like as you're driving down the highway or the road, you've got the, you know, you want to look straight in the middle and stay in the middle of the road, so your strike price, as it moves up or down, you follow it. You roll out. If one leg's not in the money, you roll it out and get it back in the money. And if you look at your other leg, you can buy it back and make a pretty good profit. And you make profit on the roll, too. So you follow the strike price and you keep it in the middle of your option. If you roll both legs, that's fine too. But I was able to roll one leg, make $9, and then sell my my call option that was left over for a big profit in 3 days. And when I say big, I mean, think about it. 12 cent, if I'd have sold 10 of them, that would have been 12 times 10, $12, that'd have been $120 in 3 days if I would have sold 10 contracts. I could have made $120 if I'd have sold 10 contracts. But I'd have had to put $1,000 up to do it. So I'm just recording this to remind myself. I had lost money early on when I was learning how to trade these options on these iron condors, so I kind of got gun-shy about it, and I didn't want to trade them. But then I started thinking about it and watching some more videos, and I said, okay, if I can get rid of the downside, I started experimenting. If I can get rid of the downside, if I can get rid of one leg, the downside from losing money, I'm set, because all I have to do is manage the top. And if it drops, I can roll it out, sell the top. And sure enough, it works. So the secret is make your spread big enough on your call options so that the put option that you sold makes money no matter what. You might not make but a dollar. You might even break even, but at least you've got that option there to make $20, $30 if everything goes like it should, you know. Anyway, that's all. Iron Condor, my method. Have a big enough spread on your call and enough collateral to reduce down your put side to where it's all profit no matter what.